The raising of Lazarus. That's what we call today's story, right? Raising is the word we also will use in a couple weeks' time, referring to Jesus' Easter Day resurrection, his being raised from the dead. Theologians, though, are quick to distinguish between these two raisings, pointing out our equivocation, to use our grammar precision this morning. The same word, but slightly different meanings. Jesus' raising is a resurrection. Lazarus's is just a resuscitation. Jesus' close friend is brought back to life, back to the same life, back to his bodily life, back to his earthly life. Jesus' rising is quite other. To put it most clearly, Lazarus will die again later. So we hear of this phenomenal miracle in Bethany today. The surge of emotions surrounding the grave, the spectacle of a burial-clothed man stumbling back into the light of life. But perhaps we can think, what's the point, right? He'll just have a tombstone with the last year chiseled over it now. Resuscitation is not resurrection. Lazarus' raising is not Jesus's. Why linger here this Lenten Sunday morning? As this floats in the air, inhaling it all, even though, to use Martha's warning, Lord, by now there will be a stench, let's look around our world and see how that cynical take that I've just proposed could fit. What's the point of Lazarus's raising? Two recent quotes seem apt for our question of the point of it all, the point of our mainly digital gathering this morning. The first quote, "We can't have the cure be worse than the problem." The first half of our week began with this from a tweet from President Trump, from a later press conference statement from President Trump, from economic advisors and Republican congressmen continuing the chain around President Trump. The president has since adopted a bit of a more nuanced game plan than that quote would allow, looking for certain communities, certain demographics, certain business sectors that might be able to return to normal sooner. But let's not miss the message here. There's an economic calculus at play in our pandemic response. We get this, New Orleans more than most. We have the third highest percentage of tourism-related jobs in our nation. We might not know someone in our immediate circle who is positive for the coronavirus, but we certainly know of many who are out of work because of it. However financially frightening, though, the calculus always slides to life, right? Not just in our worldwide leading per capita percentage of infected here in New Orleans, but all over. Economics is at the service of people, not the other way around. And it doesn't take a lieutenant governor from Texas to get on Tucker Carlson's show to tell him of the, quote, lots of grandparents willing to risk death to prevent a recession for us to know that something doesn't quite smell right. We got that from the first tweet, hopefully. Lazarus will die again, so what's the point? We can do better than that. To be pro-life is to be better than that. To be for life in the margins, life that is inconvenient, life that is currently at risk. We need to be wise in this, but life is always our starting point. A starting point embraced by a Shalmatian turned resident of St. Tamenard, as the natives of De Parish like to call their new Katrina North Shore settlement, the subject of a recent Netflix documentary, The Pharmacist. Perhaps you've streamed the 4-episode love letter of Father Dan Schneider to his murdered son, Danny, the father's quest to find the murderer first, to understand the circumstances, and then to wage a fight with Big Pharma over opioid addiction epidemic many other would-be Dannys were being swept up in. Perhaps, even better yet, you read my dad's story and Dan in the February 16th Clarion Herald. The quote that sticks with me from it, our second recent quote we'll use today, worth taking a whiff of, is from Mr. Schneider on the witness stand, responding to a question about possible vendetta he had against Dr. writing thousands and thousands of OxyContin scripts, of the costs he would go to get her, with his question back to the lawyer. To what cost would I go? What's the value of a life? The value of a life. One life. One aged and coughing, one burial-bound and smelling life. God has blessed us with this gift today. And Jesus reminds us in the resuscitation of Lazarus that, yeah, it's worth it. Life is always worth it. May we all come to that decision in our prayers and works, in our actions, and even more right now, in our inaction. We linger graveside with Jesus today to breathe in life.